My journey to reclaim my ideal starts with me. Now, let's look at this word reclaim. To reclaim my ideal means to recover something that was previously lost. Lost, stripped, beaten out of us. All I know is that we have colonization to thank for that. Quote, lawyer Moana Jackson. If we wanted a simple definition of colonization, that's white supremacy. It was a presumption that the white nation of Europe could take over the lands, lives, and power of non-white indigenous peoples. Schools were the main tool for colonization. The Native Schools Act, 1867, was a government policy and law that was put in place to assimilate Māori into Pākehā society. This means te reo Māori was banned in schools, that by law our tūpuna were forced to go to school, and if they spoke the only language they knew, they would be beaten for it. Generations of reo lost to colonization. Our tūpuna were stripped of their language, customs, and identity through torture and beatings. They were made to believe that the white way was the right way. And all the mātauranga they knew, the mātauranga they were raised with, the mātauranga that was passed down from their tūpuna was wrong and unworthy. This act then sent a ripple effect through my entire whānau. My great-grandparents were made to believe te reo Māori Miona Tikanga was not worthy of learning. With fear of their tamariki being beaten at school, they did not want to teach them at home. My journey to reclaim my ideal starts with me. My journey to reclaim my ideal starts with me. People often say you don't need to worry about the little things. You can just brush them off, forget about them, continue on as if nothing happened. But what those people don't know is that the little things do matter. This brings me to what I can do to help the people of Aotearoa reclaim our language, te reo Māori. How often, when we're out and about, do we hear things like Whangarei, Hokianga, Kaikoui? Does that hurt your ears hearing our place names being pronounced wrong? It hurts mine. So what can we do to reclaim our language? We can help teach the people of Aotearoa our reo. Correct them. Help them learn basic pronunciation. Educate them. Whangarei, Hokianga, Kirikiri. Encourage our language to be spoken correctly. Teach them the a e I o u hukumu hukumu. It's the little things that do matter. We live in New Zealand. Places have Māori names, as do mountains, rivers, and streets. Quite simply, te reo Māori is everywhere. So what does this mean for you? It means we can all make a difference. Making an effort to teach basic pronunciation, even if it's one word corrected. Teach the people. The little things do matter. Education is key. At Aokura, we have the opportunity to learn te reo Māori as an option, but sometimes due to timetable clashes, class numbers, or kaiako shortages, the option is unavailable. Students are then forced to learn te reo Māori through correspondence. Although it's great they still have the chance to learn, it's not the same as face-to-face classroom experience. I spoke with a student learning te reo Māori through correspondence. Some of the difficulties they've faced is the disadvantage of not physically having a kaiako in their classroom, missing peer learning support, and the absence of whanaungatanga in their classroom. It's also a challenge not being able to ask questions directly. Every student that opts to take te reo Māori should have the advantage of having a kaiako in their classroom. I spoke with some Māori rangatahi throughout Aokura. Every single student I talked to strongly agreed that te reo Māori as a subject should have the same status as core subjects such as English. We, the generations of the future, believe te reo Māori should be a core subject in every New Zealand school. It is an integral part of reclaiming our reo, te reo Māori, the official language of Aotearoa. It starts with us. It starts with me. We are the leaders of the future. Yes. But we're also the leaders of today. Our journey to reclaim our reo will start with the knowledge of our rangatahi. If schools were the main tool for colonization, then we need an education system that will allow us to use schools as the main tool of revitalization. This means unapologetically teaching te reo Māori in every school. This means to invest in kaiako Māori and pay them their worth. This means every student having the opportunity to learn our language. We need the Ministry of Education to invest in an education system that will allow us and enable us to be proud to be Māori. My journey to reclaim my reo starts with me. It's the little things. I can make a difference. E aikinga kōrero o Matua Moana Jackson. We are not alone in our struggles. We stand in the light of our ancestors. It's up to us to reclaim our history. I will make a difference. Ngā mihi.